irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Or for our Hispanic brethren and sistren, numero uno. Yes, numero uno. The other Dave Navarro.
Shout out to Dave.
Shout out. Okay, anyway, I don't have you on yet. I'll put you on in a second, though.
Okay.
Anyway, we are syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. I gotta do that sometimes just to fuck with you. Okay, now you're on. Anyway.
All right, what's up? Hey, hey, greetings and salutations. How is everyone doing today?
This is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
And the Muse.
How you doing, the Muse?
That's you.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
How you doing, Muse?
Holy
I'm
shit.
Doing fine.
Okay, that's...
How's the weather? Oh, it's fine over here.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you. I was about to
Did your wife tell you she was going to slap the shit out of you, too? Yes, she did.
I swear to God. This man's crazy.
Did your wife tell you that you was crazy, too? Yes, she did, Muse. How you doing, James? I'm doing all right. Your wife said you was crazy? Yes, the fuck she did.
I think he has schizophrenia, people. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I just got, you know, pulled into some alternate universe. Where the husband has... You
I'm
know.
Like Jet Li and shit. Like yeah. The one and shit. I gotta kill all 45 of me in the different dimensions.
Yes.
And I become stronger.
Now you could make me want to go watch that movie.
That was the shit.
The one?
Jet Li fought Jet Li?
What's the name of it again?
The one.
The one.
I gotta go check that bitch.
Jet Li fought Jet Li. It had Delray Lindo and Jason Statham.
Oh, I gotta go watch that.
Yeah.
If all of those people are in it, I'm down. Anyway.
It was a good movie.
Yep.
This silent giggles.
She actually talked today. Hot damn.
Jesus Christ.
You must have got her some nookie this weekend, huh?
You're not in a corner. You're not in a corner.
I wish, but nah.
She's our resident blesbian. I'm surprised you're not in the corner over there, you know, playing with your phone. Or I was going to say playing with yourself, but playing with your phone. All being quiet and shit. Laughing at stuff. I don't know if she's laughing at us or if she's laughing at something on her fucking phone. I'm not sure what's going on. Anyway. Today we're featuring a band called, it's an alternative rock band called Chasing Desolation.
They were supposed to be here by now.
Don't worry about it. They'll be here.
Okay.
Oh, Jimmy will be here.
Hurry up, Jimmy. Turbo boost kit.
Anyway, we have things to talk about before he gets here anyway. Oh. And then I might play one of their songs before they get here, so you know.
Cool.
All right, so things to do until he gets here. Okay, so trust and believe, I'm sure I can entertain people without, you know, other people. I'm okay. I got this. I think. I'm not sure.
Oh, is that us?
Possibly. Kind of.
What? Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Anyway, Friday...
The you wave your hand.
Last Friday.
Put your hand up. Just do something. Goddamn.
Raise the roof.
Oh, it's not moving no more. What the hell happened? Motherfucker.
I'm surprised you get close to my nose.
I was trying.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
Yes.
You can pick your... You can't pick your friends or... No, you can't pick your family, but you can pick your nose. Something like that? I don't know. Anyway... Last Friday, April 26th, We were at Characters Pomona.
Yeah.
I worked the door. Shout out to, God damn it. Look at Tony Chosen, the sound guy. What up, Tony?
Yeah, that was cool.
Security, Big John, as always. We love Big John.
Characters
out
in Pomona.
At Characters Pomona. He's there almost every fucking night. He runs the door. Security, Big John. Big Bad John. Anyway.
Big Bad John.
So we had the bands that were played that night were Leather Duchess, Far Beyond Hostile.
Mm-hmm.
They're a female fronted Pantera tribute band.
Oh yeah, that girl that
they were good.
The guitarist, she can shred like a motherfucker.
Boy. Oh yeah, that guitarist was really good.
She was good, yeah.
My name was Fallen Union.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked Star, as our buddies from Wicked Star. Shout out to Tony Richards and Joe and all the guys from Wicked Star. Then rounded off the night with Caligula Dance Party. They were really fucking good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, man. I was going hard to that one.
Shout out to Characters.
Shout out to Characters. Shout out to Mario. I think it's about Mario.
Nathan Young, Youngblood
Productions. Youngblood
Productions.
That's shout who out. Put this whole thing on.
Yeah.
And shout out to Atomic Dogs, who provided the food.
Oh, yeah. My boy Eric Smith.
Yes.
I'm going to call you in a minute, bro, after the show.
Eric Smith. Okay. And then we got, then Saturday, April 27th, we went to the Dark Circus.
Oh, my God. T should have been there.
Yeah. That was fucking nuts. It was at the Belasco Theater at Hill and 12th downtown LA.
That was the 12th event of the year.
12th Holy and
shit.
Hill, yeah.
Yeah, that's
shout out to Lillian Mortis.
Yes, thank
who
you.
Who performed that night. She did her bloodbath apparently out in the front room. They changed it at the last minute. And you know, I mean, before she had time to tell anybody about the changes. Yeah.
Some bitch.
Yeah, so that's why she wasn't in that back VIP room where we went
right
early so that we could have a seat. To watch and the whole time she was out in the front doing it. And I was like, son of a bitch, we missed it because of that. But we'll get to see it on June 26th at the CIA when she performs. We're setting up a fetish burlesque show.
Right.
It's going to be quite
interesting. Yeah, y'all come out to that. That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a night of goth and, you know,
if y'all don't know,
underground
if y'all don't know,
stuff. You, oh, shout out to, shout out to Mortis, the Devil's Reject as well.
Yeah.
Lillian's wonderful husband. He's a performer as well. He's going to be performing next Wednesday night for us at the CIA. So Lillian Mortis, I believe, will be dancing at the CIA for that show.
Okay.
And some other, I'm working on getting some other dancers and freaks and whatnot.
That's going to be interesting.
And I believe Atomic Dogs should be there, I believe. Once we confirm it, we're trying to get Atomic Dogs to provide the food for these shows.
Good food. It's good. Yeah.
Great, really great food.
Yeah.
You know, with tacos, I think he makes
of course hot dogs, hamburgers,
hot dogs, hamburgers. The hamburgers were great.
Yeah,
hamburgers are fucking awesome. And he makes some other stuff too, but fries. I think he has fries, don't he?
I think so.
Yeah, it was good, really good food.
Yeah,
but still, Saturday at the Dark Circus, that was friggin' amazing.
Yeah, that was like the event of the year.
That was really great. There was everybody dressed in costumes. You know, everybody was dressed up. Everybody was dressed in costumes. Everybody had makeup. Except for JJ.
They had
one of the only guys not walking around with a leather collar around his neck or eyeliner.
Yeah.
Or you know.
And my wife was
Your nails painted. I painted my nails. Like I gotta get this crap.
And my
off
wife
now.
Was the it's only one was walking around with a top on.
No, there was other people with a top on.
Barely. But they were topless.
There was a lot of topless. A
lot of topless women.
Including Lillian Mortis. There was a lot of topless
there
people.
There was people getting whipped.
Oh, people
spanked,
getting
whipped.
Spanked,
whipped. Yeah, BDSM.
Yeah, bondage, all kinds of crazy
I think
shit.
A woman had an orgasm.
Yeah. Oh, that was nuts. Yeah. It was off the chains.
This was something. It was well worth the money. If y'all have never been...
You need to go to other events.
You need to go to one. You need to go to something like this.
Yeah, check out the Dark Circus events. They have a lot of different events going on all over LA.
But the EDM music, techno music.
Yeah, EDM, techno.
Dance music.
Really great.
Upbeat, really nice.
Yeah, they played stuff you can dance to for sure. We had a great time. We were dancing.
Yeah, that shit was fun.
We had a good time. We had a great time. Thank you again to Lillian and Mortis.
Yeah.
For having us out. We will see you on Wednesday.
Yes.
At the CIA. Shout out to Carl Crew of the CIA.
Oh, you're on Burbank. Hell yeah.
On Burbank.
See you Wednesday.
11334 Burbank Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91601. Come check it out. Come check it out.
Cool.
But this, we went Sunday, April 28th. We went to the Whiskey A Go Go in West Hollywood. Bands were Our Dying World, Killset, Fate Destroyed,
yes,
and Vure. Now, Killset and Fate Destroyed were friends with.
Yeah.
Killset, shout out to Mark Baker, the bassist. Shout out to Chris Luca, the lead singer. Shout out to James Jess Dillon, the drummer. And shout out to Dave Comer, the guitarist.
Okay.
And then
Killset makes you jump.
Fuck yeah. I love Killset.
You started moshing. You should have seen it.
I went hard.
Yeah.
I was in pain the next day. Let's put that. Yeah, so Killset, I went hard on that one. Fate Destroyed, I went hard.
Yeah.
Vure, I went hard.
Yeah, you went hard all night.
But Killset especially, I was, yeah. Me and Dave were, oh, shout out to Warrior Dave.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he was
Thanks
there.
For being my mosh pit partner. I love Dave. He's got a good spirit, you know what I mean? So he'll start a mosh pit with you. It's pretty badass. We were jumping at the same time. We every time they would say jump, we'd fucking jump in the air and shit. we were jumping up for that whole fucking song, man. We had a great time. It was a lot of fun. I saw a lot of people. Oh, shout out to Carlton Bost from Orgy.
Shout out to my gal pal.
And fellow female photographer, not enough of us in the industry, it needs to be more. Erica Vincent, what's up, Erica? Love you, girl. I'm glad I got to see you. I'm glad I got to see Carlton. That was a great time. I'm talking to Carlton about doing an interview with Orgy for Blank TV.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're working on that.
Definitely.
We're gonna work on that. But that was a great show that night. We saw a lot of people. Oh, shout out to Joe Tabak from Bias. He filled in on one song. He played one song with Fate Destroyed. Shout out to Nathan Young.
Youngblood, excuse me.
Nathan Youngblood, I think is what he calls himself in that band, Fate Destroyed. So Nathan Youngblood.
Okay.
From Youngblood Productions. He was in, he's the bassist for Fate Destroyed. He's like a brother to me, so I love that dude. And we got, let's see, so Francesca Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Francesca, she's the lead singer. And then we got Ben Levy on drums. We got Johnny Law on guitar. And they have I had a new guitarist that's taking the place of Art Diehars, who was in the band, and then Joe Tabak's been filling in until they could get a replacement. Now they have a new guy. I don't remember his name. I'm sorry. I apologize that I don't know his name. I believe it's Michael, but don't quote me on that. But shout out to Fate Destroyed. You guys did an amazing job. Very proud of you.
Like always.
You sounded fucking great that night. Sounded really great. I think they sounded even better than they did at the Bar Sinister.
Okay.
I really do. Mm-hmm. Just really great. Great performance. And Vure was friggin' really awesome. Warrior Dave was handing out cards and shit. He went and tracked down Our Dying World. He went and got Vure for me. Fuck yeah. All right. So this Friday, May 3rd, Five Star Bar, will be our buddy Heath's band. Heath as the, if you don't know who Heath is, you should know who Heath is, because you, if you've ever played at the five-star bar in downtown Los Angeles, Heath has more than likely been your sound guy. Long hair, really long beard, looks like a lost member of ZZ Top. So he's also the drummer for Frank and the Mammoths, who will be performing at the five-star bar with some other bands, but Frank and the Mammoths, shout to Heath, and come on down this Friday, May 3rd, Frank and the Mammoths, and shout out to Frank. Shout out to the whole band, but you know what I'm saying. Saturday, May 4th, here, I'm going to let this speak for itself, but at Malone's in Santa Ana, we're going to have Crazy Fest.
Right.
Saturday, May 4th.
Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency present Crazy Fest at Malone's Concert Venue.
604 East Dyer Road, Santa Ana, California.
Starring Crazy Town. Bias featuring ex-Korn drummer Dave Silveria. Special guest performances by DMT.
Seconds to Centuries.
Gauge Embrace.
Pure. Also featuring
Way Too Stoned, CGB,
Jamie Bang,
Wild Charge, Crippling Fear, Nostradamus, and Rhythmic. Two stages.
21 and up.
$20 in advance at AcropolisTickets.com and TicketWeb.
$25 at the door.
You don't want to miss
Crazy Fest, brought to you
by Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady.
Fingers crossed. I'm trying to get an interview with Crazy Town.
That would be nice.
Yes, that would be. Mm-hmm. But let's see.
Another feather in your beautiful cap.
Yes, it would be. But especially shout out to Crazy Town, our buddies Roland and Proto, the bassist. And Roland Roland Banks, the drummer.
Right.
And
I remember meeting him at the Five Star.
We've met him a few times, yes. Mm-hmm. And the Sage and other places.
Right.
Anyway,
no,
yes.
First time.
So shout out to them from Crazy Town, and shout out, obviously.
What's the name of that dude? Pac-Man from...
Pac-Man and Roland are in that other band.
God, I remember.
Starts with a B. God damn it, I can't think of it right. Pac-Man. Great bands, though, I'm telling you. Good music. Go to
Bang Rock.
Yes, Bang Rock. That's what it is, yeah. Crazy Town, shout out to Fate Destroyed, shout out to our buddies from Bias, and Bias is featuring the ex-drummer for Korn, Dave Silveria.
Okay.
And DMT, our buddies from DMT, and of course Nostradamus, Wild Charge is playing, they've played one of our concerts before, and Viewer is going to be there again, so come check that out. But our show, this Sunday, May 5th, for Cinco de Mayo, Petey's Place.
Right.
Come on out to Petey's Place over here in Tarzana,
right,
California, right up the street from the radio stations, not too far. It's called Cinco de Metal.
Right.
Come get your metal on. Come bang your head with us. We're going to have Black Stone Wolves at 8 p.m., Final Frequency at 9 p.m., Devang at 10 p.m., and Chasing Desolation, which is the band we're featuring today, will be on at 11 p.m. as the headliners. So come on and check them on out. This is going to be a great, great, great show. These bands are amazing. All four of them are amazing bands.
Yes, they
all
are.
Four of them are. And they're all, three of them are Valley bands.
Oh,
three of the bands locals. All come from this local area.
Yeah.
And Devang is from Anaheim. Well, actually... one of them is from Riverside, I think. He lives over that way, don't he? I think Ross
the
Knapp.
The drummer.
I think Ross Knapp lives over.
Probably between here and there, yeah.
Yeah, and then the rest of them live all down by Orange County, you know, yeah. San Diego-ish area. So anyway, we're going to be, we have a special guest. Hopefully, we'll see how this works. But it might we might have an acoustic set from Carlos Cleaver. He's from Chile, Argentina, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Argentina.
Yeah. Oh, Santiago, Chile. No.
Santiago, Chile.
I'm like,
Chile.
Why did you write Argentina?
Because that's what you told me.
I said Santiago, Chile.
How would I get Argentina from Santiago?
I don't fucking know how you got that.
Because you said Argentina.
Out my mouth, I said Santiago, Chile.
No,
anyway,
you
can
did
you
not.
Tell we're fucking married? And this jack wagon, stop getting high. Stop it. I'm just
no,
kidding.
You the one that did that. I just heard what you said. I didn't hear Santiago, Chile. You just said Santiago, Chile. I wrote Santiago, Chile.
I know that's what came out of my mouth. But anyway.
No.
He's from the band Cleaver.
Good. Okay. What about?
What? He might make a special
yes.
appearance.
Yes.
Yeah.
When?
On, I said Sunday, May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, at Cinco de Mayo.
There you go.
He's from my metal band.
Right.
Well, it's actually alternative rock, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we've
I'm
got
looking forward to that.
Yes, I hope he does too. If not, I'm trying to get him at the CIA on Wednesday. So next Wednesday, May 8th, we've got. Let's see.
Come on down to the CIA.
Come on down to the CIA at 11334 Burbank Boulevard, North Hollywood. Burbank. Yes, Burbank Boulevard. Come on down. We will be there. Wednesday, May 8th at the CIA. We've got Nuin playing at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our buddy Alejandra. She's the drummer for that. We got Mortis the Devil's Reject at 9 p.m.
Good.
Sinestra Cabaret at 10 p.m. And Black Heroin Gallery at 11 p.m.
Okay.
So it's going to be a really great show. We're going to have some, hopefully some vendors. We're going to have some freaks, some dancers, gothic art, you know, just different kinds of stuff like that.
All right.
So come on down. We should have a food vendor as well out front or whatever. It's going to be serving food.
It's going to be a night of oddities.
Yes, and there's a museum of oddities as well. So get ready to check out. It's going to be a really great night. Come on down. Get your goth on.
Yeah, good experience.
It's going to be goth, like goth metal, goth rock, that kind of thing. It's like, come on down. It's all that kind of more dark, black, underground type. In environment experience,
even the building, the inside, the interior itself.
So if you like freaks, you like museums of oddities, you like dark, interesting
right. Ripley's
things,
Believe It or Not type of thing.
Yeah,
to a certain point. Yeah, yeah.
They've actually been featured in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Is that our
maybe? I don't know, but I'm going to play a song now from. Hold on, we got. Oh wait, so. Yeah, so next Wednesday, May 8th, CIA. And then we got Saturday, May 11th at the Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park. We've got, it's Jimmy. He's here.
Yeah.
Jimmy is here. Hello, Jimmy. Okay. How are you?
Good to see you,
man. How's it going? I was about to play a song or two. We're going to do it. It's going to happen. This is Jimmy Strimple.
Hello.
The founder of Chasing Desolation.
That's correct.
And then he added people as he went along. But we'll finish this part up, and then we're going to talk to him. We got Saturday, May 11th, Pacifico Cantina. It's in Monterey Park. We got Jizz Grenade at 9. Sorry. Tang Witch at 9:45. Hungry Ass Youth at 10:30. Vile Life at 11:15 and Antagonist at midnight. So that's going to be a great show.
Right.
So come on down to there. It's 434. It's Potrero Grande Drive, Monterey Park, 91755. Come on over. It's over by like Montebello and shit. It's going to be a good show though. It's like punk rock,
Nice
kind of harder there. Stuff a little bit.
It's a nice venue.
Really nice venue. Upstairs, they serve food till 11.
Yeah.
And they have full bar. They have two floors, a bar on each, full bar on each floor. Fuck yeah. Good times.
Right.
Yeah. Have to have you guys over there at some point. Get you out of the valley.
Yes.
Yes. At some point, you have to leave your comfort zone.
Yeah. I don't know if I would call the valley a comfort zone, but sure.
That's, well, it's kind of ish your backyard, sort of, kind of.
Right.
Ish. But yeah, I was telling them that you're going to be playing our show this Sunday.
Yeah.
At Petey's Place. Petey's.
That's right.
That's a nice venue. Very nice venue. I like that venue.
Yeah, I like what they've done with the place.
Really nice. Don't be shy. The mic is our friend.
All right. Well, what would you like to talk about?
So let's talk about your band.
You sound like a fucking therapist. Okay, yes.
You do. You sound like a therapist with tattoos.
It's not a bad
which
idea.
Which is awesome.
You're a rapist.
Which is awesome.
Is that...
That's just wrong.
Is that what constitutes somebody a rapist. Who sexually assaults people?
Yeah, that's great. Anyway... Therapist, they rape your mind, right? I don't know, something. Maybe. I think. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so we're here.
Yeah. So, what about the band?
With the founder of Chasing Desolation.
That's me.
So, tell us about the little bit about the band, how you got it started, and the other members.
Okay. I was like 12 years old, maybe 13, when I met Seth, who is our vocalist.
Seth Perez.
That's right.
Nice.
And met him through a mutual friend who was also a musician, and he ended up being our drummer.
Right, initially,
at the time, yeah. And we really couldn't find anybody who was very good at singing, so we just kind of made him sing at one point.
Oh, damn.
And, you know, like, through middle school, really, in high school, it was a different idea, the band. It had the same name, and Seth and I were still in it, but, you know... At one point, we kind of just departed, you know, took a hiatus, and just kind of went and learned. I went and did some touring and stuff with another band that I was in.
Oh, cool.
He, you know, got into the production side of things, started working at a studio.
Oh, nice.
Went to school, and we always knew that we would come back later together.
Yeah.
Just wanted to grow.
Yeah. Because nothing was really shaken, and we weren't exactly sure what we wanted to do. Like, we always knew that we wanted to play music, you know, I guess, to put it simply, for a living.
Right.
But more because if you're making money by playing music, then you can do useful things with money, like record more albums and shoot music videos. And it's really a way for us to be creative, and that's kind of how we've always seen it.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool. That's good. So tell us a little bit about the other members.
Yes. I forgot about them.
You got three other people.
Well, two now.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we met, I met the other guy, the bass player, touring in another band that was called Picture Me Broken. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a fun time with that band. We were doing lots of touring. We were on a label and all that stuff. And I met Austin, our bass player.
Austin Dunn, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And so that's how we got him when I left Picture Me Broken. And he left and, you know, I told him about this project I was working on. And then we all moved to L.A. Seth was already here, you know, doing school stuff and production stuff.
And where are you guys coming from again?
We're coming from the Bay Area.
Up like San Francisco-ish area?
Yeah, that near way. That area.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Redwood City, Morgan Hill, Santa Clara.
A culture shock?
Yeah. Not too much.
But kind of ish. Coast. Same.
I guess I'd rather be here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now you have what? Who? You have Mike Mayhem?
Yes. Our drummer.
Yeah.
I think he likes to go by that. Mayhem.
Yeah. Mike Mayhan.
He's the most
Mayhan.
Metal.
It's Mayhan, right? Mayhan.
I don't even know how to say his last name. I think it's just Mayhem, actually.
Yeah. Well, I think he has it spelled Mahan.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mahan. I don't know how you say that name, but yeah.
We just call him Drummer.
But we call him Mayhem. Mike Mayhem is what he goes by, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He's a good, really good drummer, though.
Yeah.
I heard he's got an endorsement.
He's definitely the most metal person in the band.
I heard he's got an endorsement, though.
I think he's got a couple.
Couple, yeah.
I don't know. I wish I kept better tabs on him.
That's just wrong.
I just the only thing that I really
speaking of that, I need to send him some more pictures.
His hair length.
Yeah.
It needs to be a certain length for him to be in the band. If it's too short, he can't be in the band.
He's got the longest hair out of all of you guys.
Exactly. We need him for that reason.
He averages the rest of you out.
Well, we don't want to look like a boy band that plays heavy music, you know?
Jesus Christ, fuck. Please don't look like a boy band ever. Ever.
If I'll disown you. If we do, it's my fault.
I'll disown you. That's it. It's done for. Like, fuck you, you're a boy band now.
No. Well, for that reason alone.
You're too heavy to be fucking boy band.
Yeah, that's true.
Way too heavy to be a fucking
boy band.
That
would be
a
funny concept, though. They take the boy band songs and make a metal.
Yeah.
That'd that be would hilarious. Be funny. Take something by Backdoor Boys or NSUC. Bands. 98 Disease. You know, I mean, take one of those bands and, you know, make it your own. You know,
say, those guys have a lot of good melodies, though.
Yeah, whatever.
See?
Still
give
fucking
idea.
Boy bands.
There you go.
They're still fucking boy bands. But yeah, it'd be funny. They have a huge followings, though.
Yeah.
Huge followings. God damn.
And so that's everybody. We had another guy, but he really liked to go to, like, ball games and barbecues and stuff. So we were just like, do that instead.
Oh, so he'd rather go do that?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, whatever.
We just told him to keep doing that, man.
Oh, bye.
We love him. He's awesome.
Yeah.
His name is Vahan.
Vahan.
Yes.
Vahan. I like that name.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, you know, he's serious about his craft. I'm not mad.
No.
Right.
Why should you be?
You know, he wants to do, like you said, you want to make a living out of it. So,
yeah.
You know, you got to have like-minded people. They got to be serious about it.
Right. And that's why we have you doing things like this.
That's cool.
See, I do this with my own bands, the bands that I manage. You have to learn, you have to do that. You have to have a media presence. You get, like, you were on KLOS, right?
Right.
One of your songs was featured on KLOS, 95.5 FM here in local area.
Our friends thought it was very cool when we were on
that
KLOS.
Is fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah.
They were very happy to be our friends and tell people that they were our friends around that time.
Well, they should be happy to be your friends because you're at LA Talk Radio.
More so, yes.
You know, because we're almost as big as KLOS.
You know, it's not the size that matters. I keep telling you.
I guess.
It's all about quality.
Not quantity.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have married him.
You stupid.
All right, I'm going to keep these other jokes that I got to myself.
Why? Yeah. Feel free. We're on that type of show.
Yeah.
Right.
We say really bad things. We were talking about people having their tits out earlier and having orgasms. Okay, so you really can't.
I don't think that's bad.
Really can't. No. But that was our Saturday night. Public nudity.
Well, fuck, we really do have to go out with you.
We should. It's a lot of fun. I know how to have a good time. I surround my husband with really hot chicks that are almost completely naked.
Yeah. Howdy doody.
He can look all he wants.
I did.
Doesn't hurt my feelings at all. Go right for it.
I look like a motherfucker Saturday.
I was looking right along.
I think if you started a business, the divorce rate would start going the other way.
Yeah. Oh, we have a business together. That's the great thing about it.
I mean, on how to have a happy marriage.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Most couples who even, if they even work together, would kill each other. They could not work together.
They don't like each other.
I don't know very, very many couples who could actually work together and be successful at
it. So what enables you to do that?
We have a lot of fucking fun.
We like each other. We have fun together.
We like each other genuinely as human beings.
We were friends.
We were friends before we even, you know, started going out. You know what I mean? You got to have some kind of basis for something.
You know, we got common interests. You know,
we have a lot in common. Considering he's a black dude from South Central and I'm a white chick from Northern Maine.
Right.
Yeah.
Up by Canada.
Yeah, that's great.
Way different. Like
two nights ago, we was listening to Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. Last night, we was listening to 80s rap.
Yeah.
You know?
We like a lot of the same stuff.
Right.
So we have similar tastes and interests. And then I introduce him to all kinds of new worlds and crazy shit. So he loves me for that.
That BDSM was off the chain last night.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But yeah, you gotta shake it up too. You gotta nice. Have.
But then you gotta. Well, see, we're older though. You know, we been through. We know what we want, what we don't want. You know, you have to go through the grind. You know, to find yourself and to find what you will and will not tolerate in a relationship. Because some people go through take anything, and you have to learn. You know, what yourself, and you have to grow as a person. So you know, it took a while. You know, I've had relationships. She had relationships, and we got dumped on by those relationships. You know, but you grew and you learn. You know,
third time's a charm.
Well, I've never been married. This is my first marriage.
And oh,
I
wait,
do not
sorry.
Plan on getting married anymore.
Okay, so let's average it out.
Well, one
I'm
plus
at three.
One and three. That's two.
And there you go.
That's the average is two.
There you go. All right, no, one and a half.
That's one and a half.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to play. So I went to your website, like you said. Fuck it, I just went to the website.
Well, and, I think Seth said that, but
well, yeah. Whatever. I'm at the website, so fuck
cool,
it. Because I still hadn't gotten that email yet with them songs. So, but for me to do the other thing that we talked about, the Jenny's Real Rock thing, I do need the files for that one. But for this, we can make it work.
Okay.
I got this. All
right. Well, we will get those over to you.
So, thank you. I appreciate it. Because I want to feature you on as many things as humanly possible.
I want it. To.
Yeah, because, you know. And eventually, I want to get an interview with you guys for Blank TV. That's one of my next goals.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm working on these things.
These are good goals.
Yes.
We're going to do our part.
Well, look, I'm very particular about the bands that I endorse. The bands I would, or anybody, any musician, anybody that I would have on my radio show or associated with my concerts, any of it. I'm very particular. I don't book just anybody. I handpick stuff. I'm very particular. The shows I put together are fucking awesome.
Thank you, Jen.
Now we just need to get people, the whole world, to see it and to come to the concerts and experience. You know, that's why we do the Facebook Live videos. So we can showcase you in your element, natural element, so people can see you and see you shine. And that's what we want to do. And never pay to play with us. Ever. We don't do that bullshit. I'm trying to make it so that we don't ever have to be that type of a promoter.
Yeah.
It depends on the venue. If we get to a certain point, then bigger venues we probably would have to.
Is it refreshing as to a band? I've heard a lot of bands say that was a really good thing.
Not even that. It's yes, definitely. But I mean, basically we've elected not to participate with any pay to play.
Which is good, because it sucks to have to do all that.
That's only going to happen if people let it happen, basically.
Well, too many fucking promoters and people do it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that only matters if the bands are willing to pay.
Yeah, nope. But a lot of people want that fame. They want that fame and fortune so fucking bad they can taste it and they're willing to pay anything.
Well, they don't usually get it.
I mean, it does. No, that's true. Yeah. But obviously, it does take money to make money.
Yes,
that is the nature of the beast. Right. It everything costs money. It is what it is. But there are lesser, cheaper options that you can go with and still get your name out there and still get exposure.
Right.
Like us,
right.
You don't got to pay to be on our radio show. You don't have to pay to play at our concerts. Mm-hmm. You don't have none of that shit.
Yeah.
And you have an opportunity to make some money. You bring in enough people, we give you money.
Yeah.
Have we not given you cash in the past?
This is true.
We have given you cash.
Yes.
It may not always be a tons of money, but it's something. It's something. It's however we can give back is how we can give back. I want to do as much as I can. All right. So the Human Disease, we're going to play, and then we're going to do Night Things. And this is Chasing Desolation, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. Night Things. Here's Chasing Desolation. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That was really fucking good. That was great stuff. Hell yeah. All right. We've come to the end of the program, which saddens me always. But thank you so much, Jimmy. This is Jimmy from, Jimmy Strimple.
Thank you for having me.
From Chasing Desolation.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Fuck yeah. Great band.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell everybody where people can find you, like your website, social media, that kind of stuff, you know?
Yep. Best place is chasingdesolation.com. But then there's also the social media is facebook.com/chasingdesolation. Instagram is chasingdesolation. Then we have Spotify, YouTube. It's all under Chasing Desolation. Whatever Fuck you like yeah. to use, just
type in Chasing Desolation. You will find everything, especially at their website, chasingdesolation.com. Just go there. You're going to find everything, pictures, video links, the merch, you know, all kinds of great stuff.
All
right. And when are you going to be playing next?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. This Sunday at Petey's Place in Tarzana.
This great band.
Yeah, 6025 Reseda Boulevard in Tarzana, California, 91356. Come on over to Petey's Place. We'll be there this Sunday for Cinco de Mayo. Our event's called Cinco de Metal. Go get your tickets. We're only charging $7. Reasonable. $5. Doing $5.
Wow.
It's a Sunday.
Wow.
Keeping it low.
Very reasonable.
Cheap.
Reasonable. Yeah. Right. It's a fucking Friday. You can't complain. It's a Sunday. Sunday, it's $5. Cinco de Mayo. Come get your drink on. Have a good time. Spend it with us. See our great bands. We got Blackstone Wolves at 8. We got Final Frequency at 9. We got Devang at 10 and Chasing Desolation at 11.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Any other shows you got coming up besides that or for now?
Just your show.
Just that. Thank you. We love you for that. We're going to get you on some more shows though. But you're going to be recording here in the next, month or so getting your stuff going for your new album.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's actually the first that we've mentioned it publicly.
Well, congratulations. Right. And keep us updated on everything so we can let people know the new news, you know, what your album's gonna be called and all that stuff, you know. When you're gonna actually release it and stuff. Hey, come on, things are a work in progress. All right, well, come on out this Sunday, and then next Wednesday we got CIA. Fuck yeah.
All right.
And then the following Friday on the 11th, we've got Pacifico Cantina. So come on out and party with us. Jenny style.
All right.
Fuck yeah. I go hard, bitches. You don't know.
Oh, I know.
You've seen me.
I don't have to see you.
Fuck yeah. All Sunday at the whiskey.
I can tell by your energy.
Fuck yeah. I have so much fun. It's too much. It's crazy. But we're out of here till next week. We've got, Nuin. Nuin, who is playing next Wednesday at the CIA. I strategically place these bands this way. I swear to God. No, I'm just kidding. And then the following week, we've got, I believe, Cunt Punch. Cunt Punch, strategically placed. And then we've got Yellow Cake, my buddy Marco Lesher. That's Charo's nephew. And then May 29th, we got With Liberty. And then some really awesome authors and bands and people in June. So come on back next Wednesday to see us with Nuin. Till then, we're out.
Good night.
I want to thank Chasing Desolation.
All right.
For being
thank
on our
you.
Show.
Yay.
Fuck yeah. That was awesome stuff. Wow. Next week. Bye bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.